I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at careercycles.com and founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz, Canada's unique podcast conversation that enriches lives, empowers careers, and energizes organizations. Today, I'm your Career Buzz correspondent, interviewing keynoters and speakers on site at the Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association's 2018 conference in lovely Winnipeg, Manitoba. The CCPA aims to help practitioners and researchers who work in the mental health field. Joining me now is Corinne Hendricken Eldershaw. Corinne leads the private practitioners chapter of CCPA, which supports the work of members who are in private practice or considering it. Corinne has a private counseling practice based in Prince Edward Island. Welcome to Career Buzz, Corinne.
Thank you.
What do you like about your career these days?
I absolutely love the scope of practice that I have the capacity to do being a private practitioner.
And what do you do? What is your private practice all about?
I have a very eclectic practice. So I do everything from diagnostic assessments, so diagnosing someone with a learning difficulty, to working with caregivers who are living the journey of someone diagnosed with dementia, to assisting people discerning their career path. So it's quite a varied area that I cover.
What would you say are some of the key skills that you use or that you draw on to be successful in the work that you do?
Number one, relationship building. And that's not only relationship building in the marketing and branding and looking for the areas that you're passionate about working in and how that is supported, being paid for, but it's also building the relationship with the individual. So every single person I come in contact with, building a relationship with them is so very important.
Now, you're doing this work at this place in your life. What's one kind of turning point or twist and turn in your career that you can share with listeners that brought you to the work that you're doing now?
From the moment that I went to grad school, I knew that the Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association was a national organization that I was going to be connected to. So when I became a certified counselor, I then looked for other avenues that I could assist other people to be the professional that they need to be and to be affiliated with a professional organization that would fill their cup, basically, meet their need. And I really feel that falling in the Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association has been a really good step for me.
Nice. My guest today is Corinne Hendricken Eldershaw. She is the president of CCPA's private practice chapter. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. You're listening to Career Buzz. So, Corinne, as president of this chapter,
yes.
So let's just talk a bit about private practice, right?
Okay.
And if listeners aren't too sure, like, well, what does that even mean? How do you become a private practitioner as a counselor? Just set it up for us. What do people do who eventually get into this chapter? How do they get there?
Basically, individuals are usually working in some other paid capacity. So I might be a counselor in the school system, I might be a counselor in addictions, I may be a counselor in career paths. So there's varied areas where I may be professionally working as a counselor. And there comes a time where people go, you know what, I would like to create my own practice, start my own practice myself as a counselor in the world. And so then they look for a private practice opportunity. And with that, of course, when you're moving into private practice, is there needs to be an insurer or an employer or someone or a union that will pay you to provide counseling. And so depending upon your specialty, you then would be paid to offer counseling to whatever area you feel is your area of passion or expertise. You then become a private practitioner. And it's not as easy as that, but the first thing is the passion. You know, you go, gosh, this is really an area that I want to focus in. I think that I have an ability and a capacity and a competency and the skills to really bring to being in private practice, and that you would be paid for it.
That you would be paid for it. So just talking about the getting paid for it for a moment, some people might more connect that private practice with somebody who pays out of their own pocket for those services.
Right.
So you've now distinguished between that and insurers or unions or others.
Correct.
Who pay for you. So what, like for the membership of the chapter, for instance, what is the balance? How much do people get paid privately versus connecting with these insurers and other payers?
I would say there wouldn't be a difference, but it really depends on the practitioner. So some counselors will have a fee, a sliding scale that they might charge if someone is paying out of pocket and they don't have an insurance plan or a health plan that will cover for a counselor to work with them. So I can't speak for the audience out there today that's listening, Mark, but I can say that, counselors are amazing professionals with amazing skill sets that are really important to the mental health of Canada. And they're an underutilized group of individuals, of professionals, who have a capacity and have an ability to really make a difference and change the trajectory of what is happening in mental health in this Canadian culture.
And you say counselors. Listeners may not know the distinction between counselors and psychotherapists, and then again between psychologists and psychiatrists. There's a bewildering array of helping professionals out there. So can you make some distinctions for us? You know, you've said a little bit about what counseling is. How are counselors different from these other helping professionals?
So the path that I take if I'm choosing to be a counseling psychologist, so that's an area that I was passionate about wanting to explore. There's also clinical psychologists, and that's another area of education that people would receive. They're different paths, different fields in some ways, but the core base or foundational base for it in terms of skills and competencies looks almost similar. You can almost lay them over the top of each other and say, wow, there's similar skill sets there for sure. And then if I went to clinical psychology, that is an area or specific fields that I might choose to work in that would look very different from me as a counselor. So what would that look like? Your listeners might say, so I might be attached to a hospital setting, or I might be in a clinical setting where I'm seeing individuals and prescribing medication, possibly working from a diagnostic manual perspective, so diagnosing a specific mental health area, versus the counselor who would be working in another capacity. Not that they wouldn't have some assessment skill sets, they would, to do diagnostics, but not at the same level that a clinical psychologist may. So when you look at that, not every day does someone who says, you know what, I'm experiencing depression. I'm struggling right now. You know, I've gone through a really difficult time. I'm experiencing grief. You probably would be able to receive the support that you need through a counselor. And often we mistaken that we need to see a clinical psychologist when in actuality, a counselor would serve us best.
Now, I know in different provinces, things change province by province. There's actually been a move afoot to become certified. So in the province of Ontario, many listeners are in Ontario listening to this right now. We now have registered psychotherapists, RRPs. You're in Prince Edward Island. There's different rules and regulations across the country. What should listeners look out for? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, in each province, the difference between that counselor and then the certified professional who might be in Ontario, say, a registered psychotherapist.
Mm-hmm. So I started this interview speaking about the Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association. Their level and standard of certification is equal to the standard certifications that would be expected with the regulatory boards we now have in our provinces. The regulatory boards may add another small piece to that, but it's really more around nuances of legislation than it is around my skills and your skills, whether I'm in Prince Edward Island or you're in Ontario. The bottom line is you have a very skilled individual in front of you that has done a graduate level program. And with that graduate level program, to be attached to CCPA, you are a CCC, which is a Canadian Certified Counselor. You've already shown that you have taken the courses, you have taken the ethics courses, you have taken the practicum, so many hours of supervised practicum. So you're a very skilled individual before a regulatory body in your province decided we're now going to regulate the profession. So you are pretty equal to anyone else that's going to start a regulatory body. That's a legislative piece, really. So it's important, but it doesn't mean that the skills are not already there. They truly are already there. The public would never be led astray by someone that's a Canadian Certified Counselor because they are very skilled, educated. It is a process that every CCPA member goes through to even exist to be a counselor in Canada. So we're well monitored and regulated already. And within the province, then, they're moving into a legislative regulation that often we can already move into fairly quickly because of the skill sets and the qualifications we have.
Nice. And I know at the conference, the national conference where we're speaking right now, there has been some talk about how more and more insurers are coming on board and paying. It's called third-party pay. What's new and exciting from that perspective that people should know about?
Well, I think what's so exciting about that is it's really a movement afoot, and it's a renewal because it's not like we haven't thought of this, you know, 20 years ago. The private practitioners chapter talked about it 16 years ago and exists and was created for that very reason. That we wanted insurers to realize, hey, there are counselors who are qualified equal to the qualifications of a psychologist. And it's important that the Joe Q public knows that you can receive services from a counselor that would serve you very, very well and really make a difference in the mental health in this country. And so the passion right now is just the excitement that we feel around insurers going, hey, we didn't realize we weren't including you. Yes, what is that certification that, or who do we need to be adding to our insurer? Or, hey, employer, who do we need to be remembering? Oh, gosh, there's a number of counselors out there that are very qualified to be serving our unions or our employees or our members. So it's really exciting right now because we're really at a national level and provincial level bringing together all of those foundational legs that have already been doing great work and coming together as a collective. So we're a very focused passion around third-party billing.
Nice. Thanks for that clarification. So if we just wrap up with coming back to the personal, you shared a little bit about your personal story and how you got here. What's one thing you can share with listeners about making good choices? People are trying to make good career choices, life choices. One thing you've learned from your story that might be helpful for listeners?
I think the most beautiful thing I could ever say or mention to somebody is that I really truly believe I operate from a humanistic psychology perspective, so I really believe the answer is within you. But we can't always reach that answer or have that validation, and I think that's where I always saw my passion as a counselor, is to really be able to validate for someone else. Absolutely. You know, that's amazing career path for you. Absolutely, I support you. I want to see you be successful at that. How can we work together so that you will be successful at that? And if your heart is hurting right now and you're experiencing sadness or grief in your life, I'm equally qualified to be able to support you and see how we can get you right back on that path again. So I've always loved this field. I think it's an exciting time, and I just honor all the wonderful counselors that are out there that are so qualified to be making a difference around mental health in Canada.
Nice. Thank you so much, Corinne Hendrickson Eldershaw, for joining us here on Career Buzz. If people want to find out more about the CCPA and in particular your chapter, how do they do that?
Go to the CCPA website and click under chapters, and you will see all the chapters listed and you will see private practitioners.
Great. Thanks so much, Corinne.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Career Buzz podcast. Find us on iTunes or visit careercycles.com/radio to subscribe and download past episodes. Get inspiring career stories full of twists and turns, actionable ideas from career experts, and new ideas to empower your own career in life.